Blog Talk Radio.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Welcome to Rated G Radio, everybody. Tonight is Wednesday night, if you are listening here in the States, or it could be, you know, lunchtime if you're in Brisbane, Australia. And for the second time in the show's history, we're doing a show takeover tonight, and that means that I'm going to gladly turn over the reins here in just a brief moment to my dear friend Mary Lou Monroe Ray. It's a mouthful there, Mary Lou. And turn the show over to you. This is going to be your hour to do whatever it is that you want, and I'm going to be back here in the background routing calls for you or directing questions from the chat room and all of that fun stuff. So welcome to the show, and thanks for doing a takeover.
You're welcome. Can you hear me?
You are loud and clear, so you're great over here.
I am. I am loud and clear. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Thank you so much, Garrett Miller. You are live from Los Angeles, California, as well as down under in Brisbane, Vegas. So today I want to celebrate the up-and-coming Christmas that we're having very soon. It's almost on our porch. And what I'd like to do for this show is start off with probably a little bit of the energy that's around at the moment for the Christmas season, and as we're building up to a very new year coming in. So for some people, interestingly enough, Dr. Annie, hello. Love your work, Dr. Annie. I found that I've just begun, starting tomorrow, because we're about 18 hours ahead of you, I'm starting my phase or cycle three, which is all about creativity. So lots of flow and ideas coming in for me. And but I think also what I found with the energy cycles is that the year also has its own energy cycles. If you want to start it from not your birthday, but say from the 1st of January through to December 31st. And give me 1 second. We're in here. And I want to thank you too, Garrett, because I hired hire an elf, and Garrett's my little elf there in the background.
I love being your elf, Mary Lou.
It's so lovely to hear your voice. Because eventually next year, because I do have 52 days of it, I'd like to start creating my own radio blog show. So Garrett has very graciously allowed me to do a takeover or perhaps a co-host. And I'll be sort of implementing that next year. So this is my first show, so be kind to me, be kind. And I'm just looking for something here at the moment. Okay, so I think with Christmas sometimes, for some people, it can be a really joyous and festive time. It's a time for family. It's a time for forgiveness. For people coming together. It's also a time, I think, when we start to reanalyze and look back at the year. And, you know, a lot of the media, a lot of Facebook, or sort of a couple of years ago or a year ago, they started doing your own little videos to show who you are, where they took your favorite photos and highlighted moments of your years for you. And that was really cute. They did a really great job with that. So it's good to have good photos and things that you want to share on that one too. But the media does sort of reflect back on all the major events and different things that happened within that year. So we have to, I think around Christmas time, as we prepare for a whole new beginning of a year, we have to be aware of the understanding and the patience we need, where maybe we have been upset or we need to relook at things that worked in our lives and what wasn't working, things that we need to change and organize, we're getting ready to sort of take maybe more responsibility, or, you know, we're trying to make amends, I think, with ourselves and what it is we'd like to bring in with these new energies into the new year. And, of course, if you speak to Dr. Annie when she comes on, she'll probably be on again next year, no doubt. She'll be able to tell you what it is from your date of birth. And so it's really a time of the inner world and the world looking at self-realization and really assessing what's happened. And this is on a worldwide level. And if any of you were interested in the liquid crystals that I talked about, that Justin has created, Justin Mokiha Asar, and I think a few of you did check out the website, because I know quite a few of my friends ended up on his Facebook page, which is great. I absolutely love them. But the message for today was actually black obsidian. And it really talks about the universal energy today, or what's going on around the world, is the time for visioning your true self, opening up a pathway for positive new changes coming in. So, you know, it's about being honest with the self, which only can lead to that very true self-love of the self. But a lot of people are searching for love, and they tend to feel it at this time when maybe they can't get to family, or maybe they're on their own at Christmas time. So I'd like to take this opportunity to put it out there. You may have questions you want to ask, but also I think if we can open the line, Garrett, to allow people to ask what it is their heart truly, truly desires, what it is they'd like to bring into the new year, something that their heart and their soul longs for. And all the listeners, if you can bring all your focus and your energy for that person when they say what Christmas means to them and what it is their dream is for this Christmas, or their wish that they would like to have fulfilled and to bring into the new year. And if we can just send lots of love and positive energy to that person to help them bring and manifest that into the new year, or even this Christmas for them. So this is a time about nurturing the self, nurturing the family, and this coming together. So, you know, I think it's a very powerful time of the year. And, you know, I just want people to quietly reflect and focus on the love you need to give back to yourself. Because when you really do align with who you are, and what it is your heart truly desires, you tend to want to start lining up all those energies to come to you to help you manifest this for yourself, which means you have to honor what it is that you desire. It means taking that responsible action for yourself. You can't always put too much pressure on other people or loved ones, and sometimes we have expectations, but we all do the best that we can. So just think about that, and think about maybe it's not the partner that has to change, or a family member, because we are who we are and we're beautiful people and we come into this world with a lovely gift. So maybe just focus on what it is you'd like to change within you, and if you need help or guidance as to how you can change that, you can ask me those questions and we will all focus this energy. So I hope all you listeners are happy to do that, is focus your energy on people that call in.
Well, so Mary Lou, would you like to take a... Yeah. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, just before I take the call, what's Christmas this time of year mean for you, Garrett? What do you think it means?
Boy, that's a loaded question, I'm going to tell you. You know, the honest answer really is this is a great time of year to really take a look at the last 12 months, where I've gone from, where I'm coming to, where I'm headed in the future, what's worked out right, what has not worked out and can work better. But it's also given me a great opportunity to take a look back for all the things that I'm really, truly grateful for. And, you know, a lot of people can say, well, I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. I'm going to tell you, my life has changed dramatically in the past year, and I can't be happier with where I live, the people that are in my life, people like you, and you're halfway around the world. It's another day, another full day ahead, and, you know, we're sitting here talking just like we're having coffee next door. So it's a great opportunity for me to reflect back on what has happened in this last year and just be ever so happy and grateful for, you know, the where I'm sitting right this very minute. Couldn't be at a better place.
Oh, that's beautiful. And, you know, gratitude really does bring more to you by being able to receive that and acknowledging that gratitude of the blessings we get and to be able to give that back out in return. Because I've actually had an interesting time. I'm about to go into my cycle 3 of creativity, but I've actually had to close my clinic downstairs. So I haven't been online on Facebook for a bit because I had 26 floods. So it's had a really wonderful cleansing. It's a lot of floods. But everything I invested, you know, we've had really severe storms over here because the weather is changing and we are coming into our wet season down under. So I just thought, no, it's time to make a shift. And I remember asking Tara Jeff if he could see me moving. Well, I've certainly got my answer now. So I'll be moving. I'll be moving in April when the lease finishes. And I've moved and made my little clinic upstairs. And everybody here has been very accommodating as I've brought my huge library. I'm sure it's not quite the state library, but it's pretty close. And I've brought it upstairs, but I'm so good at putting things in nooks and crannies that it just seems to work. And you can still walk around, so that's got to be a bonus. So all new beginnings. And the energy feels different, and it's really made me focus on what I need to do. So sometimes things can be challenging, but honestly, like you were saying, the changes you make can bring such great rewards because really all the universe or Creator wants for us is to align with our own spiritual truth, to be who we can be with the best advantages and the most gratitude to be able to keep bringing that love through and that flow through. So you have, and hello to your little beautiful dogs. Hello, Eric the Mighty. Chihuahua is gorgeous.
Eric and Bill are in the other room.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I have to have their elf ears on. You know, there I may need well, them later.
I may have to get them out, so we'll take a look at that.
Oh.
But I know I want to invite everybody to call in tonight to, if you have questions for Mary Lou or just want to talk. The number for the show tonight is 323-657-1493, and we are live until 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so it's an hour show tonight. Mary Lou, would you like to take your first call?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to welcome Trish to the show. Trish, you are live with Mary Lou. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Trish. How are you?
Hello, Mary Lou. My question is, I have a lot of projects in 2015 kind of getting scheduled, anything from changing jobs to a building project, and I'm wondering what you pick up really where I should put my focus as opposed to me being scattered.
Okay. Well, the focus definitely needs to come back to you because when you're in a really high energy of creating things and you have a lot on your plate, you have to be very careful of your own energy. So it means doing things where you have time out and being very grounded, especially watch your food, because sometimes we get so busy we just have a quick snack or, you know, or we'll just have a coffee. I'm not sure what your diet is like, but sometimes to keep that energy up, we tend to forget to eat or we run around, and that makes us quite lightheaded sometimes. So you need to be able to remember to breathe, first up, and whatever is of the greatest importance. So in a way to organize things, you said you have certain dates for your projects. It's usually more to do with the preparation side of it. So there'll be maybe certain legal documents that would need to be looked at, and especially, you know, in the next couple of months, 2 to 3 months, you know, make sure you read the fine print before you sign anything, know what you're signing and what you're agreeing to. So, sorry, you had projects with building projects, is that right?
Yeah, I have a building project and I'm considering changing jobs.
Okay. So what do you do? Are you some consultant of some kind or?
No, I work for a software company.
A software company, okay. But are you building a home or something like that?
Yes. I'm preparing to build a home.
Okay. Just one moment, please, Trish. Okay. I think for yourself, Trish, as long as you handle things gently and, you know, you have your focus with respect and that integrity, when you're pretty truthful and pretty straight with people that are involved in these projects or when you're changing jobs, just, you know, highlight what it is you're wanting in your life. This is probably a good time for you to assess what environment you would like to work in, even if you are saying, are you wanting to get out of software, actually, or just changing the dynamics more about it?
Yeah, the latter, changing the dynamics.
Okay. So really you have to be very clear in your own mind as to the kind of energy, the kind of people and the environment. So look at, you know, the dynamics or the logistics around it for travel and things, especially if it's going to where you're planning to have your new home. You know, if you've got to travel long distances, to really think about the things that are close to your heart that's going to work for you at this time. So, you know, time involved and travel back and forth so you can attend to your own personal needs or a family's needs. Also, they're just saying, you know, they'll stand behind you. The angels or whoever you believe in will stand behind you in whatever it is you want to do. But you need to be really clear because this, you're obviously having really big shifts and changes in your life at the moment. So you've got to make sure that this is exactly what you want. So don't just take the first thing maybe that comes along because you've got to cover the money to do the project. I think you're actually smarter than that. My feeling is you're quite good with money. And, you know, you have a good mind to be able to use that intellect to your advantage. So you just need to be really clear with yourself as to what it is, where it is you want to work, what you're prepared to give in that situation and in that job that you're doing. And where you find your own value for work, like what you think your value is to do that work. If you're wanting to cut back a little bit more on hours or anything like that, these are the things that you have to really consider. So it's like doing, you know, where you're doing a comparison where you say, okay, these are the skills I have. Is this something I need to improve on? You know, have I got the resources to be able to take that step there? Do I need to build on this? So this is a good time for you to assess things before you actually move into changing your job, because obviously you're going to need the support to keep going with projects, this building project, and that may take some time. You may be doing it gradually or make changes gradually. So when are you planning to start your new project for your home next year?
In the summer.
Okay. We're summer here. So is that June over there? I've been here too long.
Yeah, so May.
Yeah. Oh, May. Okay, when it warms up. Yeah, that feels like a good time to start that for you. But, yeah, just make sure that the people that you hire have you know, the paperwork behind it and that integrity behind it, they're the sort of people that when you have to be at work, you know that that job's going to be done. So as long as you're really clear about, you know, just be assertive and in a good way and a respectful way and be very clear about what it is you want to have done with, you know, the people that you hire, the builders that you hire to build your home, or if it's a model home that you, a kit that you put together. I don't know if you have those over there. And just with your job, I think really you do love what you do, but I think you're needing to maybe have a little bit of a shift or a change. Like it's like you need a little bit, not a challenge, it's more to align it to what you're passionate about, where you can really excel and you can really put your time and energy into. So is there something in particular that you love focusing on, that you love doing? Because you might need to, you know, steer that towards those sort of companies that, you know, have opportunities like that for you.
Okay. Okay, well, that was very helpful. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the call, Trish. Wish you great happy holidays. And Mary Lou, is there another topic you want to hit real quick, or would you like to take another caller?
Well, I can take another caller. Trish, good luck with that. It's perfect timing, they're saying, so go for it, but just be really clear. Another call.
Right on. Okay, this caller is Sue. Sue, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in. You are live with Mary Lou.
Hi.
Hello.
I guess Sue. I have a question as it relates to transitioning to a better environment that's going to align with some of the skills and attributes that I have. So I'm just checking to see what you're picking up for the coming year in that area.
Okay. So... with the talents and skills you have in the environment, I missed a little bit of what you said. Sorry. I'll turn
sure.
this up a bit.
Sure. I'm looking to move from my current position to another company or another position that's going to be more aligned with some of the values that I hold.
Oh, that's great. Yes. Well, this is, feels like the perfect time for you to be doing that. It's almost similar to the message I had for Trish before he called up. What is it exactly you do? Because you feel like you work very much from the heart.
I do, but I do more finances, things like that. But I take more passion in my work. And I guess the environment that I'm in, their interests are just kind of misaligned. So.
Okay. It's probably... Are you a bit sensitive to some of the energies that are around you?
Yeah, unfortunately, I am.
Yeah, okay. Because they're saying to me that you kind of need to do like a detox of your body and the energies that are around you. So are you open to, you know, relaxation, meditation, anything like that where you can sort of connect into that energy? Yeah. Because they're really wanting you to... develop some really life-affirming, you know, rules and like your values that you say, but also that helps the stress so you don't actually take on that energy.
Okay.
So, you know, you can, it's a very powerful ancient way of doing things. If you actually visualize yourself inside a sphere and cover that with a mirror finish, so that anything that might be, and fill that sphere that you're in, if you can visualize that within your heart and the area around you, you can fill that with that pristine crystal white light and that beautiful pink ray of love, that love of oneness. Anything that might be outside of that circle would deflect then in that mirror finish. So, and... you know, it really has to go back on the responsibility of the people that are out there, and it is a time for you to move, especially when your values, we're in such a powerful time when our values and our higher vibration, if you like, is very much needing to align with who we truly are, like what our soul resonates to, what our heart is so passionate and deeply desires to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you are getting sort of, you know, if you've been going through a bit of a cleansing time too, you might be needing to sort of change things, you know, in your home energy, because quite often when things happen, sometimes we come home to our home environment and we think, oh, you know, I'm safe here in my little haven. But sometimes that's when we're not aware that we bring energies into the house from where we work and things like that. So it might be a good time to do a cleansing of the house. You know, you might get motivated before the end of the year to sort of have a bit of a clean up, get rid of clutter. And it's about ideas and things that no longer seem to serve you anymore. And preparing to, so what you release and let go of or give away or, you know, you...
Actually, I've done that.
You have, okay. So you already started your preparation, which is great. Then you allow that new energy and new opportunities to come in. So if you can draw a circle, or anybody listening, if you were to draw a circle, because everything in life moves like in cyclic terms or in a circle, even birds' nests you see, they make them round, and the earth is round. You know, despite what they used to think way back when they thought it was like a plate. But even plates are round, so, you know, they had a clue. But if you can sort of put your intellectual needs in one direction, your physical needs in the bottom, in the south, if you like, in the north, your spiritual needs, and, say, in the east, your emotional needs. So when you draw this circle, and I've talked about this before, it sets up your boundaries that you need for yourself so that when things will do in your life, you are very clear about that. When they won't do in your life, you don't manifest, you don't attract that energy to you. Because when you're very clear about your boundaries, what will do and won't do in your life, you just focus on the will do's and the opportunities and what it is you'd like to create, bring into that sphere in your sacred space. So anything outside of that circle is invitation only. So if you don't want to have criticism from somebody else, just, you know, that maybe doesn't like the change that's happening, take that responsibility, put it back on their shoulders, because it's really their stuff. It's
okay.
They might be fearful for you. You know, they might think, oh, I wouldn't do that. But they're thinking about it from their perspective, putting themselves in your shoes. And because most people don't like change. But change is a good thing.
Right.
They can be very good. And they might be coming out of fear for, because maybe they like where you've been, or they feel they're in control, you know, because they know exactly what's happening with you. But we can't sit back and wait sometimes for people, you know, or things. When the soul needs to move forward and we need to have this growth and move, then you have to listen to what you're saying inside. So I think you'll find the job you want, but be just really clear about what it is, the environment you want to work in.
Mm-hmm.
And focus on those values and just put it out there and give great thanks, because I think you will find somewhere around February, March, I think, you know, you'll really tune in, or if you've already changed your job, but there may be another opening, I feel, for you around that time.
Okay.
Where you can really be of great service, and I think you'll really resonate with whatever's coming. So I wish you all the best with that, Susan. And I hope that helped a bit.
Yes. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank
pleasure.
You, Sue.
Have a very nice Christmas. Yeah. All of you. Mm. So what about you, Mr. Garrett? Got a question?
Oh, I have so many questions. But, you know, this is really... you know, this is a good time to talk about some of the you know, projects that you're working on. If listeners are new, because we've had a bunch of people call in that wanted to talk, but they didn't hang on the line. So, right now. You know, because, you know, sometimes people get a little nervous and they're like, oh, goodness, I don't know if I want to be on the radio. But this might be a good opportunity to talk about some of the writing that you're working on and the books that you have either started or are in progress on. I think that's always a fascinating topic for people to hear about.
Okay. Well, what my first book, which is on its way to the publisher, because I did write these a few years ago. I had a great big change in my life, and I'd left a partner, and because my soul needed to grow, I needed to be able to be who I was, and they weren't really quite ready within themselves, and I needed to, you know, step up into my own spiritual growth. So a few years ago, I moved, and I started studying again, and I started to write, and I wrote two books, and I'm at the moment working on my third one, which is more to do with personal relationships. So the first book really is going to be called Let Your True Self Light Up the World. And, you know, it's a very powerful book in the sense that it will teach you more how to get rid of these negative sort of thinking patterns that we've always, you know, that we've had. Recently, a friend of mine, she did a piece on 30 authors in 30 days, and she did a really lovely thing right up for me. And, you know, I'm always thrilled with Tanya. You'll be hearing about that lady one day soon in the new year, I think, or by the end of the new year. She's written a beautiful series on all the fairies. So it's called The Tear of Eternal Grace. So if your children or you love the fairy realms, she's got a very magical trilogy of those books that are coming out. So she sort of wrote a little bit about what I'm doing. And my book, I'm just trying to open this up here. Oh, it's great doing this on Skype, Garrett. I can say. Except, oops, I better not wipe you out. Hang on a sec. Well, what have I done now? I suppose I could read just a little bit.
I think that would be fun. I think you've done some reading for the listeners before, and you know, everybody writes in or calls in after the fact and says that was really cool. So, you know, a nice passage or two would be, I think, something the listeners would really enjoy today.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just find something special. Hang on. And okay. Well, actually, what I'd also like to do, because why are people so scared about Christmas? You're allowed to ring in, you know. I'm going to do a little special something before the end of the show, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I was going to do something very Christmassy, which I think I've told you about.
I'll pretend like I don't know. I can't wait.
But you're an elf. You're sworn to secrecy. Sure. All right, I'm just trying to find, good grief. See, this is why we need to plan things ahead, especially when you're doing a live show, and thank goodness that you were there, because they'd probably be falling asleep now and falling into their marshmallow cocoa by now, snoring. Now, let me see. I'm just trying to find the one so I can read the introduction. Unfortunately, sometimes my name is so long. Here we go. I found it. Okay. Sometimes when I look in documents, the name is so long. But if you like, I can read you the introduction to my book.
Oh, my gosh. That would be great.
Okay. It's not too long, so. All right. It's called, like I said, Let Your True Self Light Up the World. This book has been a long time coming in the beginning of it. The journey I had to walk thus far on my earth path has been a long one with many twists, turns, valleys and ravines, breathtaking paradise, the seeming depths of the abyss, where there were times I felt there was no return, but still many wondrous adventures that I've experienced and witnessed, along with the many gifts and blessings they taught me, and now here, in the writing of this book, where my adventures still lead me forward. I have come to a power place, where I must sit and reflect on the milestones reached, and the profound signposts along the way that have lit my path to get me here. and to share with you a part of us that we all journey into, the path of the soul, the creating of our destiny, the awakening of our hearts, and life purpose. This is my part in it. I hope that my sacred and guided journey will reflect the path you have walked, and you will either find some courage or answers to questions, some enlightenment and ways to improve your path in creating the destiny you desire, the healing you have longed for to be whole again, and to express everything that the Creator, the divine source of all that is and all that ever will be, has lovingly orchestrated. All you need to do is have the faith and trust with a belief that holds that vision within you to clearly light your way and the blessed steps you need to follow to achieve your greatest dreams, to excel in the joy it brings when you manifest your dreams into reality, and give thanks with a deep gratitude for the assistance that the power of divine love has brought you, yourself for honoring your authentic true self by standing your ground in your own self-respect and self-worth, so you can be the best you can be and give the part of yourself that is a holy child of God, the Great Spirit, the Creator, whatever resonates with you, to the world around and within you. You are that spark of light that is within each of us, that grows into an expanding, eternal flame as we tap into all that we are connected to in the crystalline web of creation, in God's love and sacred light, emanating from the throne of His or her power. It is within this power that all life manifests in all its glory to be expressed in creativity and magical miracles. In this book, I will call upon all the angelic realms, the archangels, and the ascended masters, the star beings and my jeweled family, ancestors, and friends who have guided me in their love, their forgiveness, and patience as they see me through their eyes of divine holy light. I will share guided passages I've written through their anchored love over the years that I hope will inspire you to become all that you can be, that you could ever dream possible and beyond our somewhat limited imagination, into a world of magic that is sacred or holy, Wakan, and lead you through doors of all the possibilities that are waiting for you to decide, to choose what is best for your highest good. When you realize who you truly are and step into that sacred space within you and simply be the magnificent child of God that you were destined to become and live that life you thought you could only see in dreams. So come with me now, if you will, and we will walk together. You are not alone. You are safe, loved, and protected as you dare to see the truth and step through the holy gates awaiting in the new adventure beckoning your soul as your heart leaps with anticipation, excitement, and the willingness to go beyond your comfort zone as your loved ones welcome and cheer you in coming home, because home is where the heart is. This, to me, is the ascension and consciousness we are part of now. In the dawning of this golden age before us, what I find to be the most significant and powerful time in creation on this earth plane in the universe, where we are privileged to behold the beauty and expansiveness of our sacred Mother Earth, who continues to sustain us despite how we have treated her, as we rise to a new level of a more peaceful vibrational energy and form. Walk upon her in grace, beauty, and respect. She too is ascending with us and gives us the physical strength to move forward, to keep our temples for our soul purified, as we connect in unison with our own song in nature's realms, to write a beautiful symphony of music in oneness, so we may dance and sing on this spiral journey together and keep the harmonious balance of all life in synchronicity as it unfolds in the great mystery. Hear the song that sings within your soul. Come join us now. There is much to be gained through the power of our emotions and our mind that holds the keys to the kingdom we seek in our quest for personal power fulfilled and all its riches of wisdom, acceptance, compassion, understanding, knowledge, talents and abilities, and the love we never cease in our search to find. These two powerful gauges guide you to what feels right and resonates within your being to be true. Sometimes your heart will propel you to feel to what it feels deep within your soul. And sometimes your mind will seek reason, knowledge, and balance. Both tools we need to harness as we explore their energy. But when misused, can take us on unexpected journeys that may not be a healthful path for our well-being. We aspire to and can lead us to fears and doubts and create toxins in our physical bodies that block the essence of our true power in our sacred chakras or energy centers and in our human aura or magnetic energy field of all our other subtle light bodies, such as the etheric body, the astral body, the causal bodies. And I will put some chakra charts in the back of the book. And these can manifest in dis-ease, which is dis-ease within ourselves. We close off then our intuition, and it can leave us with a sense of separation and aloneness, a disconnectedness from all life in all its unique forms, in essence, Creator, God. With great love and divine life, I honor you and the courage to walk the path of light or the good red road, or at least take a glimpse of what can truly be. The possibilities are infinite, and the universe and God's messengers of light, the angelic hosts, the light workers, are all here to provide the abundant how, where, why, and when. As you focus your thoughts and your emotions and all your heart's desires that your soul reminds you to ask for their assistance in remembering why you came and was written before you came here to fulfill the destiny. Many blessings to you all and your loved ones. So, a circle of love and a circle of light surround you. And that is my introduction to the book. Now, hopefully they will want to read more.
I love it. Mary Lou, let's do this. Let's go to a song for just a quick moment, and we'll come back, and we'll wrap up the show in just a couple of minutes. This is Margot Ray's Silent Night. Sit back and enjoy.
Right, brown yon bird.
and that is the chart-topping song Silent Night by Margot Ray. You can find it on iTunes and all that good stuff. Mary Lou Monroe Ray is our VIP special takeover guest host tonight, and she's going to be taking a call from Lou next. So again, Mary Lou, thanks for being here tonight. And Lou, you are live with Mary Lou.
Hello, Mary Lou. How are you?
Hello, Lou. I'm good. I have a feeling you're my friend, Lou, yes?
Yes, I am. And you're my ray of sunshine. I love you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to thank you for your words, and I just love listening to you. You just hit my heart, and you know exactly what to say. So I just want to thank you for that. You're an angel of God. You know that.
Thank you.
I did want to ask you one thing, and that was why I got you here. Do you see me doing any traveling next year, in the new year?
Early in the year. How far are you wanting to go?
like about March.
Okay. No, I mean, where do you want to go?
Oh, like overseas, like towards the, maybe towards the sand and the pyramid?
Sorry, the camel. In Egypt?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, and to see the pyramids.
Yes.
My feeling actually is more around August for things to be settled for you and to be, at least you'll be there sometime between June and August. Is that open for you? You're wanting to go in March.
Well, that's what I had thought I would plan, but okay. June would be good.
Yeah, maybe June till, you're planning to go for quite a few weeks, about 8 weeks or so or more?
Oh, yeah. I don't really, it's open actually.
Yeah, because I feel like you'll be, somewhere really traveling around, maybe end of June, July, August. Yeah, I can really see you, especially connecting in August. Maybe that's, you'll sort of stay around in Egypt more. In August, maybe that's why it feels more stronger around that time.
Okay.
There's a very big connection there for you, I feel. A time of your life, I think, that you need to go back and find a gift there that you've left behind for yourself. That's my feeling for you. You've been giving yourself a lot lately to people, and I know your situation, and it's time for you to receive. And you are really doing so well in rewarding yourself in a very meaningful way, like really honoring who you are. And so that balance has got to be, that's all right, beautiful. I know how much you give. And to see you're this vessel of love, but they want you to be able to receive it too, okay?
Oh, I know. That's what holds me back a little bit because I know I can, but I hate to use that word fear.
Yeah, it's essential to your energy to keep your heart open to that beautiful love and light, that unconditional love that is just waiting to come gently in and just to fill you up. I think travel would be good for you as well. But I can talk to you a little bit later after the show, if you like.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
That's all right. So if you got Skype, we can Skype later.
that sounds great.
But things all sound good for you. Some really big positive changes coming to you, so I want you to hold that faith because I think a lot of what you've had to be through, it's like you're ready to shut that door and turn around and face that light and face the opportunities that are coming your way. Trying to reward yourself, and they really want you to, they know how grateful you are, and they know how much you want to give, my dear, but you really need to just be able to receive because there always has to be that balance and to trust that they would love to give to you. It has to be, they don't want you to go without either. That doesn't work that way. That's not how everything works, okay?
I'm learning that, and this just fell in my lap, so I want to go with it.
I love you too. Okay, and I'll talk to you a bit later.
We'll talk later. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lou, for the call. Sure, appreciate you. How cool is that?
It is. She's a lovely lady. Yeah, she's, you know, I'm sending blessings and prayers for her and her mother and the situation and her niece. So, you know, I just, it's time that I think the light is really coming forward for her to be able to step into and to do what she loves doing. So I know you're probably still listening, Lou, so just take that. And it is for everybody when they're ready, you know. People won't do things until they actually feel ready. And it's letting go of that fear of change, because sometimes it can be a little bit challenging, but it's the way you look at it, the perspective that you have, in which, you know, that's what creates things, is your perception of things, the way you look at the world. There, like I said, there's a lot of controversy in the world. There's a lot of fears coming up, and people are trying to hang on to this control and what they think's right. And but, you know, it's about the vision and putting that time and that love and that energy into seeing things on a different, in a different way, in a different light, from a different perspective. Because it, the universe will just keep bringing to you what you're putting out there, you know, and what the world is putting out there, it will deliver those experiences, because this is what we've asked for. You know, it's really that simple. So we do co-create. We are energy. We are part of that spark of divine light. That's, we're like all these beautiful little stars out there. We shine inside, and the more you radiate and love yourself inside, you radiate that out to the world, and then it has this beautiful ripple effect. And you'll find that other people that, you know, may try to have pulled you down, you end up standing in your strength, and they tend to leave off when you don't play that game anymore with them, where they just want to demand and drag you down, because they need that prop. That the thing is that they've turned that light off within themselves, and they don't trust it. They don't trust what they can do inside. They tend to reach out to external things, and, you know, it really starts within. So when they don't have that strength, they try and take it from other people. And when you don't sort of buy into that anymore, and you don't believe that person has that control over you anymore, you come back and you take your own personal power back. And that doesn't mean being aggressive or anything. It just means standing in your own truth and putting action and responsibility and integrity into what it is you want to bring into your world and what it is you want to give out. So it's a natural balance and order of things. You know, that's how the universe works. There's always a point of equilibrium. There's always a point in the middle where it fills up. And even with black holes, they kind of go in and then they come back out again. It's just this never-ending cycle, and that's our time here. So, you know, whatever the sun holds for you in the morning as it rises, make sure everything that you do for yourself is in a good way, and with beauty and with love and integrity. And if people give you a hard time, well, that's just where they're at on their journey, and they just need to find that love within themselves. It always comes back to the self. And it's their journey, and it's the decisions we make. So don't always take things personally. It may not have anything to do with you. It might just be, you know, what's going on. So I'm wishing everybody a beautiful, very peaceful Christmas. And I wish for a lot of peace, because this is the time when arms should be laid down, when peace should come into every soul and heart. But it should be maintained throughout the year. You know, for us to bring change, the peace has to start within ourselves, and that's having a peaceful heart and a peaceful mind and finding these tools, which is why I wrote my book, to be able to achieve that and go through the process. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. It will bring its challenges, but it'll also bring its triumphs and victories. So, excuse me. So I'm just going to get a little more water, and then I thought I might get you all to snuggle on the couch, and I might read a very special little Christmas wish for you, seeing as we're coming so close to Christmas. And your shows, I think, are wrapping up this year, thing, Garrett, or you're having music shows the rest of the year?
Well, We've got two more shows left for the rest of the year. We've got a show tomorrow night with a real estate professional in Southern California who's going to talk about buying homes for the holidays or in the holiday season. And then we've got a music, and he corrected me today. He says he's not a singer, but he's a composer, producer, and musician, Scott Lawrence out of Seattle, Washington. And he's going to be our guest on the Friday Night Dance Party, and he's calling in. And, you know, it's funny because I don't know how I meet people sometimes. Yeah, especially on social media here on Facebook. And somebody had posted a video of this guy singing a song, and I don't know what drew me to the song or to the video, but I clicked it, and it was this guy in the United Kingdom. My whole world revolves around the United Kingdom right now. I don't understand why, but I'm sure that, you know, it'll be revealed to me in short order. And so I sent the guy a note, and I said, "You have one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard in my life. I'd love to have you as a guest on the show." And we went back and forth a couple of times, and he finally says, "Well, I want to introduce you to my producer who I work with back in the States," because I guess this is like one of his first or second songs that he'd ever done. And so I started talking to the producer guy, who's Scott Lawrence. He's going to be the guest on Friday. And the next thing I know, I have Scott booked. It's literally like 10, 12 weeks ago. I booked him for the last show of the year, and that's going to be this Friday night. So I'm really excited to have him on and get a chance to hear his journey and vision and story. So that's going to be really cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I'll have to listen in to that one. I should have everything cleaned up downstairs.
Yeah, I hope so.
Tuning in. Yeah, and I'll have to listen. I hope he plays a couple of the guys' songs that he's producing. So that'd be awesome. But we're not going to have some of that. Yeah?
No. Sorry. Yep, go ahead.
I was going to read a little special thing for Christmas.
Yes.
And so are you all... I want you all to snuggle on the couch next to your loved one if you're listening or if you've got a beautiful pet. And what I'm going to do is read Twas the Night Before Christmas as a special little Christmas wish to wrap up the show and to wish you all the most beautiful magic that can happen. And magic does happen. You just have to have that faith and trust and belief in things and to be grateful, as Garrett said, and to be open to what the new year can bring. So, you know, when you trust in that and have love with that, things can happen. Magic can happen. That's what it's all about. So trust in you and believe in you and believe in the people who do support and love you because they are there. The angels are there. They can't interfere with our destiny, so we always have to ask for their permission to help us. So whoever those beings are for you, you know, if you just pray to God, whatever, you know, they do listen. So, but you just have to be grateful and thankful and wait for that beautiful miracle to arrive. And sometimes it's so much better than what we can imagine. So, Garrett, thank you for having me and letting me be on the show. It's just awesome, always. And I hope I can come on next year, but hey, you know.
You're going to be on the frequent flyer program, so I can't wait.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And I think you're beautiful. And so are you, Chihuahua. So get your hot cocoa ready and put your marshmallows in because I'm going to read Twas the Night Before Christmas by Clement Clark Moore. Just let me find this little beautiful music. I can get this to start. Where are my little elves? Okay. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutter and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eye should I see? Should a but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, as courses they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, as he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly. It shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, to all of you, listeners here, and all of you out in the world, happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night. So thank you, Garrett.
Thank you, Mary Lou. I could listen to you recite that every day of the year. That was beautiful.
Thank you. I like to read. I love to read to children, too. Big or old, or little and small.
There we
all
go.
All the little pets chewed up. Nestle down tonight and dream of all the beautiful things that you can have. And I wish you many blessings of love. And to you, Garrett, thank you for your generous heart. And
thank you
for support allowing me to be on your show, to do the takeover with some help from you, my big elf. And I'm sure many would think, oh, he's a gorgeous elf. So, but we all know that. And a beautiful heart as well. So, and a soul. So I look forward to the new year and what it brings, and for you too, because I think there's some really great things ahead for you too, Garrett.
Well, thank you, Mary Lou. I can't wait to have you back on next year. And for everybody, this is the end of tonight's show, but tune in Thursday and Friday. We'd love having you here. And Mary Lou, you'll definitely be back in the new year. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Same to you, listeners. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.